This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart.
Archivists at UC Santa Barbara are documenting the pandemic's effect on the university's community. To do so, they've asked students, staff, faculty, and alumni to send in submissions without any guidance on form or content. Reporting for the KCBX Arts Beat, Sean Flannelly has more.
This song, from UCSB staff member Fuzzy Rogers, is one of nearly 100 submissions that the Special Research Collections archivists have received for their collection. In another, Rogers plays bass quietly, while somebody does the dishes, and a cat meows seemingly on cue. Other submissions include zine pages, poetry, short stories, photographs, or pictures of quarantine crafts. Matt Stahl, one of the archivists leading the project, says it's one of the first times they've asked for community submissions in this way, and it's an idea they got from a similar initiative at Colorado State University. When finished, it will also be the first all-digital collection from the library.
One of the thoughts behind this whole project was we didn't want to tell people kind of what was important for them during this time. We wanted to let them tell us.
Because of that goal, Stahl says that they won't be weeding out any submissions except those from outside the university. Around 60 to 70% of the submissions have come from faculty, with the rest from students and a few from alumni. Callie Force, the other archivist leading the project, says a large part of her inspiration for the collection was documenting the psychological aspects of the crisis.
Archivists are kind of like historical first responders, and I think we have a really awesome responsibility to our community to provide a space where catharsis is possible, where people can share their voice and they can be part of the accurate portrayal of their story, which is part of the human experience, which is why archives even exist.
Force says, amid the simpler submissions about killing time during quarantine are moving, visceral stories from people struggling during the shutdown, especially those going through it alone.
That's not that I was hoping for in the way that I'm hoping that there is suffering, but hoping for these type of content to be shared because it's real and they're not alone. And there are many people feeling these same things.
Force and Stahl started asking for submissions in earnest at the beginning of June and say there's no real cutoff date. Because of the amount of work that goes into processing and combing through the submissions, Force says the collection will be optimistically complete 6 months to a year from now. And in a few weeks' time, the UCSB Special Research Collections team will begin taking submissions for their next project, focused around Santa Barbara County's response to the Black Lives Matter movement. Reporting for KCBX News, I'm Sean Flannelly.
The KCBX Arts Beat is made possible by a grant from the Community Foundation of San Luis Obispo County.